You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Pat Rigsby here with another episode of the Ideal Business Show. And we're actually beginning a brand new format where basically I'm going to be connecting with fitness entrepreneurs and really just doing a coaching call, but we're going to record it and share it with everybody else so they can benefit as well. And my first guest is my friend Matt Brady of Body by Brady in Fort Mill, South Carolina. And Matt is actually joining us right on the heels of he and his wife having a brand new baby who is sleeping right now. So I'm glad we got to spend a little time with you today, Matt.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's my first kid and I actually got to deliver him. So with my background as a firefighter, right when the midwife came in, she was like, "You want to deliver him?" And I was like, "Sure."
Wow. So let's talk about just for a couple minutes, your business and really how you got started. And just for the listeners, we should probably let you know, Matt joined our Ideal Business Academy program not too long ago. So we've been working on a few things in his business already, but we're going to be addressing some things that he wants to work on now on this call. Yeah, Matt, let's talk about you and your business and let everybody kind of have a baseline understanding.
Okay. I probably started out as everyone else, got certified, started training family and friends, worked for the big box gyms. Then I just realized that wasn't working. Started working in a small boutique in my town. Was doing that for a few years. Got on with Charlotte Fire Department. I had to take a break for 6 months. And then when I came back out of that, I went back into it. And this was October 2015. So I was just an independent contractor, not really any systems in place or anything like that. Just, you know, word of mouth and that kind of stuff, trying to just grow in the business. So then in January 2016, the place I was working at was closing down. So I bought all his equipment from him and opened up a 200 square foot studio February 2016 with about 8-10 clients. Within that first month of me venturing out into Facebook ads and stuff like that, we doubled our clientele. So I moved to another place in Fort Mill, which was around 2,000 square feet. And, you know, we got up to 80 clients at one time and, you know, rolling, hired trainers, and then just didn't really have systems in place because stuff just happened so fast. Clients were coming in. We were really doing a push for pay in full. And that's good. You get that money up front, but then the money's, you know, as you're growing, you're using that to buy equipment and, you know, not get any debt on the business. So fast forward to now, we moved next door to where we were. And, you know, I was just fighting the battle of, you know, having to sign up 20 new people every month because we're in that model of paying full, you know, to where to hit our numbers that we need to hit, we need to sign in 15, 20 new people every month. And before that, we were doing kind of by the session. So you couldn't really predict any future income or anything like that. So it was tough, like when you would get on a call with you and you'd be like, "Well, what are your numbers for the next 4 or 5 months?" I couldn't really give you that because we didn't really have people on set expiring contracts and stuff like that. So it was really getting all that stuff changed up and getting those systems in place.
So where are you at now with recurring revenue? Let's talk about the progress you've made thus far, and then we can kind of shift gears and talk about the goals that we want to work on throughout the course of this call.
Yeah. So I think I started with your BGA about 4 months ago and then went into your IBA thing. And when I first started with you guys, I was around $4,000 to $5,000 a month in recurring revenue. And I'm proud to say now we've had over $12,000 in recurring revenue the last 3 months. So We're at 13.4 this month. We already have over 12,000 next month, already 10,000 the month after that. And shooting out to November, December, we're already at $5,000. And it's going to be even more as long as our, you know, we have, I'm not counting the monthly reoccurring that's after their initial contract. Like, I have it on the spreadsheet, but I'm not counting that toward the numbers right now. And I'm pretty confident we've been able to keep people from 6 months. Now we're closer to 9 to 10 months. And we talked about that magic number being at least a year. So when we look at that, you know, our reoccurring revenue already in December would be around $7,000 to $8,000, which is awesome considering 4 months ago, the next month I was just looking at $5,000.
Wow. So yeah, that's an incredible rate of progress already. And you're doing a lot of things right. So what do we want to work on this call today?
Yeah. So with that growth we talked about in our IBA meeting of getting to around 80 to 90 clients, that would be double sessions and stuff like that. And with that, you know, that's the logistical issues of running. We need to get to double sessions. So we're starting to get people signed up now to where 5 a.m., 5:45 a.m., and 5:15 and 6 p.m. So the two early mornings and then the two when people are out of work. It's starting to get to where we're having to put five people in a session when we like to do four. So we're at the verge of running double sessions. And then how do you start logistically planning that? You know, I have the trainers to run the double sessions, but how do you do it to where I'm not paying someone to be there when we don't need them? You know, if one day it's not, you know, the fifth, sixth, and seventh person don't sign up for that time spot.
Right. Okay. So if that's challenge number one, let's go ahead and hit that one head on before we move on to challenge number two. Well, so right now you would potentially have up to about five people, but ideally you'd like to be running, you know, as you scale sessions that maybe two parallel sessions that each have four people and each have separate coaches?
Yes, because that's the big thing that we have and we push to people. A lot of people that come in, like the four people or less. And that's,
so what are your most popular time slots?
5 a.m., 5:45 a.m., and then 5:15 and 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
So to play this safe and to keep payroll costs down, the obvious recommendation to me would be to just pick one of those and offer a second time slot. And once you get to a point where you're, you know, I mean, you've had three, four, five sessions in a row where you've had a minimum of two people in that session.
In the second session?
Yes.
Okay.
Then you could go ahead and add an additional time slot because, you know, I'm going to assume that if you've got two people in a session, it's at least covering the cost of having the trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, just do one at a time. That's a nice conservative play. And then once you've got, you know, enough sample size there, mm-hmm. you know, four or five sessions in a row where the attendance has been enough to support that trainer, then you can go ahead and explore the next session. You know, don't rush into having multiple sessions launched at once and then you look up and you're not filling them, because the worst thing that happens is taking away something that you've already offered.
Yeah.
And you know, because at some point you've got one person in two time slots and nobody in the other two, and then people feel like they're losing something.
Yeah, and I think what I'll do is on MindBody, open it up from four to eight people, but don't let people know that, and just let the trainer, the second trainer, know, hey, once these reach this numbers, plan on being here that day.
Yeah. And
so it's not like I'm telling the clients, hey, we're running double sessions now. It's more of a wait and see, like you said. So it's not like if we do take it away, no one's like, oh, I thought we were doing double sessions.
Right. Okay. Well, great. Well, that's pretty straightforward. So what's next? What's the next thing that we want to work on?
So one thing I've been focusing on since our last meeting was making our marketing and our message more congruent to us and engaging people and that kind of stuff. So I try to do that with our email. I redid our email to where I'm not just pre-writing stuff, you know, and just keep adding to it. It's three emails a week using some of your email mastery class or a program that you have and, you know, changing some of it up, but we're still not getting a lot of engagement out of it. A lot of people that do engage back are current clients that are on the email list, or someone might write back, oh, thanks for this. You know, I need this motivation for the day. And then I try to start a conversation with them and they just don't answer back after that. So I know email is a long-term play, but maybe some tips to get better engagement out of it or that kind of stuff.
So the logic behind the way that I recommend people approach email is very much that it's a long-term play. And really, if somebody opts into your email list because they downloaded a lead magnet or they, you know, grabbed some sort of offer that indicated they at least kind of raised their hand and said, okay, I'm at least mildly interested. Well, the way that I like us to think about email is there's this difference between interest and readiness, and interest always precedes readiness. Now, it may precede it by an hour. It may precede it by 18 months. We don't really get to decide timing. So the way that I would recommend that you approach this is, you know, you focus on sending out three high quality emails a week. And when I say high quality, it's just, you know, letting a little bit of your personality show through. I mean, you just had a baby, so you can talk about how you're navigating, doing the best you can to stay on track with health and fitness and recovery, even though there's a new baby in the household, right? So now people feel like they're more connected to you. They get to know you and ultimately get to like you. And you do that long enough and they begin to trust you, right? So a lot of people think of this know, like, and trust as this kind of one sentence thing. And in reality, it's a process. It's know, period, like, period, trust, period. And so tell some stories, answer some questions that you're getting inside the facility where people are, you know, having concerns, having issues, problems that you're solving. Well, rarely, just like with this podcast, rarely is there only one person facing a particular challenge. Usually plenty of other people are facing the same challenge. They've just never been willing to ask or been in a position to ask for the answer. So look at, you know, it could be as something as simple as the way that you might cue a particular exercise or the way that you help somebody navigate eating on the go or working out when they're traveling or adapting to, you know, I mean, we're at the time of year where school's about out now, you know, adapting to maybe a change in their schedule. So anything that somebody's asking you, make a note of it, write an email about it. So now you're at least getting people's attention. If we're getting, you know, 10, 15, up to 20% open rates, then we know what we're sending is probably fine in that sense.
Yeah.
And then my recommendation is to intersperse a variety of opportunities for somebody to kind of reply or engage with you when they are interested. So sometimes that's going to be a simple PS at the end of an email saying, hey, if you'd like to reply and talk about how we can help you reach your fitness goals, or reply and talk about how we can help you get ready for vacation this summer or whatever else, but just something very simple where they feel like, yes, I'm going to just respond and connect with you, the writer, not just jump through a bunch of hoops and fill out forms and questionnaires, but just engage. So there's that. There's another approach that I use some on a variety of emails, and I adapted this from a gentleman named Dean Jackson, who I think is absolutely brilliant when it comes to email, and he calls it the super signature. And it's basically a PS where it says, okay, when you're ready, here are a few of the different ways that we can help you. And then he presents three or four different options to engage with him, be it joining a coaching program, doing one-on-one, investing in a course, or even something very kind of a low level of commitment where it's just for him kind of going through a quiz, or maybe in your case, it could be downloading something or checking out some videos or something of the sort. And that way, when somebody is ready, it's always right in front of them. You're not trying to sync up the timing the way that a lot of us do when we run transformation challenges or something where, okay, I'm going to launch something on June 1st. Well, if somebody's not ready on June 1st, maybe they're ready on May 10th, or maybe they're ready on July 6th. Well, they missed timing things up with you. So we want to keep offers in front of people on a regular basis. And what's great about that is if you're sending out those emails, the people who aren't ready are just going to read the email and they're going to kind of gloss over the PS. But for the people who are ready, then the spotlight's going to be on that PS. Another thing that I do is periodically send out what I think of as the highest engagement emails. And it's just basically one sentence that is directed to all the readers. And it's something as simple as, hey, I'm going to be taking on a handful of new clients in June. Would you be interested in discussing? If so, reply and let me know.
Okay.
And all that does is kind of create a scenario the way that you would if you were just emailing a friend. It kind of demands a reply. It's not an information email. It's an ask. And so people are more likely to reply to that because there's just nothing else to do with it. So I think if you combine the traditional single sentence type of PS, the, you know, what we would call the super signature there, those really kind of focused engagement emails, along with promotions for the deadline-driven stuff that you do, like, hey, we're going to start a challenge, or we're about ready to launch a new 30-day program, or something like that. If you have those kind of four different email tools in your toolbox, you're going to hit everybody when they're ready, and you're going to probably get some people who are close to being ready to get off the fence because they have that fear of missing out. And so if they see a challenge and they're thinking about it, then that deadline is going to be enough to inspire them to act.
Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah. Makes sense. One thing that, you know, we talked about when I met with you last was starting to use Clean Eats as more of a lead gen kind of thing, the restaurant.
Yeah. So let's let the listeners have a little bit of an understanding of what that is, because I know, but they probably don't.
So Clean Eats is a franchise based out of Wilmington, North Carolina. I opened up one literally right at the street from my studio, and it focuses on making healthier choices at affordable prices. So we have a cafe, you can get it to go. We do pre-made meal plans for you. We also have a grab-and-go freezer of food that's already made for you. We do smoothies. So we don't cook in oil, we don't cook in butter, we don't add salt, we don't add sugar. So it's giving people a healthier option that's portion controlled at an affordable price. And we do meal plans through that. So we release an email every week with five entrees and one breakfast, but then we also do custom meals and stuff like that too. So one way I use that at the studio is my clients get an exclusive discount there on their meal plans. So what we started doing was, you know, picking three winners every week that do the meal plans for a free week of training. And you'd be surprised how hard it is for people to claim a free week of training. Getting that or just engaging people that don't win, we are offering like a 3-day mini camp, you know, where you can try us out for 3 days. Or I have my trainer up there and he's sitting there talking to people, you know, just trying to engage them in conversation. You know, what are you doing for working out? Is it getting you where you want to go? Would you like to set up a time to talk about our 28-day test drive, you know, or just see the studio? So we get interest, you know, the real phone numbers, the real emails. You know, it's not like people are writing down fake numbers and stuff like that just to get the conversation in. But we're getting a hard time bringing people in or getting them to just answer the phone, you know, or get them to where we can talk to them.
So think of this a little bit like dating, right? I mean, you're going from meeting somebody for the first time at the gym to asking them to like go on vacation together.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I think we kind of lose sight of is the pacing of the relationship, because just because they came into the cafe, that doesn't indicate any real interest in joining an exercise program or changing programs from the one they're currently on. So yeah, you can get somebody's contact information if there's the prospect of winning something for free.
Yeah.
But I mean, dating back to the days when we'd use lead boxes, you know, lead boxes, you'd be happy to convert 5 or 6% of those people. So I think your best approach is to accept that maybe 10% of those people are going to be ready right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them were kind of putting into that relationship building bucket where we're adding them to the newsletter list. Maybe it's an easier step to send them a text message than to try to get them on the phone. Because I would tell you that we're in an era now where people don't answer the phone from anybody whose name isn't saved.
Yeah.
So send them a text and let them know and say, hey, this is Matt. I'm just following up, and, you know, invite them in. We want to make it the lowest risk opportunity to move the relationship forward we can possibly do, right? I don't care if it's taking people on a free grocery store tour or letting them come in for, you know, a free opportunity to train with you. But let's probably understand that people think of, like, now after the explosion of all the different gyms and boot camps and CrossFits and training studios, people see a 3-day trial as kind of running them through the gauntlet of a sales process.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they know they're not going to get fit in 3 days.
Yeah.
So we have to figure out a way to, if we're going to get them in the door, make it as risk-free as possible. And that could be something that is a definite benefit. Like a grocery store tour is definitely a benefit because they're gaining knowledge they're going to be able to use after the tour.
So something I've been trying to do is pushing everyone into our free community page, Fit Fort Mill. So, you know, we're to 892 members on there. And what I've been doing now is kind of like what you do. Every week I'm bringing on a local expert, whether it be a chiropractor, IV therapy, clean eats, a health clinic, just bringing on experts, really pushing that out to where it's just free information to people. And then, you know, try to warm them up that way, because they might not read. The good thing is the emails that I get from Clean Eats, they're not unsubscribing, but that doesn't mean they're reading the emails either, but they're not unsubscribing from the email list. But at least if I get them on Get Fit Fort Mill too, that's just another way that hopefully they see us. Maybe they miss the post and Facebook doesn't show it to them, but between that and the emails, and what we do then like a month or two later is just send them a text saying, you know, this is Matt from Body by Brady. How's everything going? You know, how's your working out and stuff like that? Not asking for a sale, not asking them to come in, just asking questions. And then hopefully that leads to stuff down the line.
Right. Like, that's the thing. Like, you can ask a question as simple as, you know, whenever somebody indicates an interest, you can ask something as simple as, hey, are you more interested in general health or fat loss?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're ready to talk, if they're ready to engage in a two-way conversation, they're going to answer. And then you can follow up by saying, okay, so what are you doing now to, you know, achieve your fat loss goals or to achieve your health goals? So, you know, you can keep the conversation moving forward in a very logical, progressive way that it doesn't feel forced, because if you were in person, that's the way the conversation would flow. If you ask, a short open-ended question. They gave you an answer. You'd ask some sort of follow-up question. And then it might be two emails or three emails or two texts or three texts down the line. You could say, hey, would you be interested in hopping on a quick call or setting up a time where we could meet where I could, you know, help you map out a plan? Because if you say, you know, we could meet and map out a plan, there's a benefit at the end of that conversation, or there's a benefit at the end of that meeting. It's not the start of some open-ended commitment that they're probably potentially afraid of.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So what's great is you have that other lead source that I think a lot of us would kill for, right? I mean, it's just an awesome lead source, but we have to understand that if they come into the cafe, that doesn't mean that they're, you know, a five-star prospect right now. If they engage with you, then that means that, yeah, they're interested, and we just need to kind of carry that relationship, you know, along.
Yeah, and that's why
pace that allows them to get ready.
And that's why, like, if I'm wearing a Kleene shirt, I'm wearing a Body by Brady hat. So they see the personal training. Or if I'm wearing a Kleene hat, I'm wearing a Body by Brady shirt. So, you know, when they are ready, they know, oh, well, or they start engaging on the personal training then too. Like, oh, you're a personal trainer? And then I just, you know, try to, you know, pick up conversations like that. Because that's how a lot of conversations happen then when I'm in there.
All right. So that's where I think we can get more kind of business equity out of the relationships that you already have and that you're developing between that approach to email and kind of the way that you might initially engage the folks who come from the restaurant. So what else would you like to work on here?
We're working on the joint ventures. So I've gotten like a running club that's a shoe store. You know, they're going to start giving us, I always approach them like, hey, I run Get Fit Fort Mill. Would you like to go on there? You know, we can talk about your business. That's how I always approach them first. You know, how can I help you in your business? And then all I ask is, do you have a coupon or something I can put in my new member bags? You know, so when someone signs up, they're getting a bag that's not just a shirt, a water bottle and all that stuff. They're getting coupons to area stores, you know, exclusive discounts and stuff like that. So continuing to cultivate those, and we started doing fish bowls at Kleene Eats where they can do a lunch and learn with Body by Brady and Kleene Eats. So we have our first one set for June 18th that's going to have like 15 to 20 people in it. How do you go about doing those lunch and learns to where it's not salesy, but you get them, you ask them, you know, talk with them afterwards if you like to set up a time to talk more, or do you offer them an exclusive offer right then, or how do you normally go about lunch and learns to maximize that?
It kind of depends on how much capacity you have available. So if you've got the capacity for it, I would probably offer somebody a free 21 or free 30 day kind of sampling of your services, right? Because we think of it as free, but these are things that we're already delivering. Mm-hmm. We're already covering the overhead for the facility in that time frame. And maybe our best sales pitch is actually just delivering the results that we know that we can get someone. And it's not really free because they're having to give their time, but mm-hmm. we're reducing and in many cases kind of absolving them of much of the risk. So if you've got the capacity for it, I would say that your best opportunity is to say, hey, as an employee of ABC Financial, you know, we wanted to put together a special offer in conjunction with, you know, our overarching relationship here where you guys can come in and train with us for the next month free of charge, no strings attached. And that way, no, we can really help you move forward towards your fitness goals and really put into play a lot of the things that we touched on in here during the lunch and learn. Yeah. And yeah, sure, we would love for you to continue on with us after that. But if not, you'll have a really solid foundation to build from no matter where you pursue your health and fitness goals.
Would you just give them those exclusive times that we're looking to run double sessions? So I already have a second trainer there to maximize that time?
You know, I mean, I think that if you were to open up another time slot, there would have to be some assurance that people were going to show up. And then in that case, you would be wanting to say, hey, we're going to pilot a particular time slot to your clients. So that way they don't expect it to last past, you know, the next month or whatever else. But you could say, hey, we're going to pilot a new time slot in June. And if it takes off, if it's popular, if it's consistently full, then we'll strongly consider keeping it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So we've covered some stuff with email marketing and converting more of the leads that you're getting. We've covered some stuff with, you know, with the cafe. We've covered some stuff with joint ventures. So let's talk about an action plan. In the next 72 hours, what can you put into play?
Pick, you know, a morning time and an evening time and open that up on MindBody without really announcing it and seeing how those get with the added times. So we can definitely put that in. I can start writing and make a more concerted effort of putting my own personal touch to what's going on in my life that day or the day before into the emails.
I would also add to that, make a commitment that every email will have an opportunity to engage with you or move forward if somebody's ready.
Okay.
Anything else we can get done in the next 72 hours?
I think that's all I can handle right now with the baby.
Okay, fair enough. So in the next 2 weeks, will you be having that lunch and learn within the next 2 weeks?
It's June 18th. So
okay. We've got a little bit of time. So within the next 2 weeks, is it realistic for you to send out one of those engagement-based emails that are really leaving nothing but a potential response? Either somebody responds or they don't.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And can you test some of maybe that kind of more gentle and relationship-centric follow-up approach with people from the cafe?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And that's what I took a break for a week or two. So with that, I kind of changed how because my trainer does the talking at the cafe. And he was at first like, have you ever thought about a person? I'm like, you can't approach them like that. I'm like, ask them what they do for working out first, you know, and then get the conversation going that way. Is there a different way you would approach them to get their email or get their information? Or what would you?
I would come up with something of value to give them in exchange for it. Basically, it's a value exchange, right? You're saying, hey, for the privilege of being able to stay in touch with you, I'm going to give you this thing.
Okay.
So come up with a valuable lead magnet. Maybe it's the healthy dining guide for Fort Mill.
Okay.
Or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that alone, I mean, it makes sense and it's very congruent with the cafe because they're coming in there to, you know, get something neat. They're coming in there to get a smoothie, something. So you just say, hey, we've crafted this 2018 healthy Fort Worth dining guide.
Yeah.
And if you'd like a copy of it, here you go.
That makes sense. And then it gets them on our email and then that kind of stuff. So after that, would you send then that text message a few days later saying, hey, how did you like the dining guide? If you're looking for more, you can join our free fitness group, Get Fit Fort Mill. And then if you have any other questions or want to talk more about an individual thing on how we can help you, you can schedule a call here.
I would make it even easier to move forward. I would give them one thing to do next. Say, hey, hopefully you enjoyed that. Are you currently training anywhere now? Are you, you know, currently engaged in a fitness program now? Something like that, where it just gives them the opportunity to reply if they want to.
Yeah. So if they are in a program, I can just send them to Get Fit Fort Mill for just free advice. And if they're not, I can have them schedule a call to come talk to us.
Yeah, and don't send them to a schedule page. Get them to say they would like to schedule a call and then really just kind of hold their hand through the process. Make it easy to do business with you.
Yeah. take away steps that can get them lost than adding steps for them to get lost.
Right. So, all right. Well, Matt, I appreciate it. Congratulations on the new baby. That's awesome. Very excited for you. And thank you for being part of this first episode of kind of the updated version of the Ideal Business Show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. Got some good information out of it.
Awesome. Well, thanks a bunch. And everybody, thank you for listening in to this episode of the Ideal Business Show. This is Pat and Matt signing off.
Thanks for listening. We've got a special gift for our listeners. We're giving away 52 cut and paste newsletters that you could start using for your fitness business today. To get your special gift, head on over to patrigsby.com/gift.